In this bulletin, tributes for Olivia Newton-John, who's died aged 73, the FBI raids Donald Trump's Florida home, and Australia finishes the Commonwealth Games top of the medal tally. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is among many paying tribute to Dame Olivia Newton-John, who died in the United States at the age of 73. The British-born Australian singer had a five-decade-long career winning multiple Grammy Awards and became famous playing the role of Sandy in the hit musical Grease alongside John Travolta in 1978. For 30 years, she endured breast cancer, and that struggle led her to establish the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Centre in Melbourne. Daniel Andrews says the late singer leaves a deeply impressive legacy.
An absolutely supreme talent, a person of grace, a person of such energy, vitality. She took her cancer journey and used that to save lives and change lives. And that's just a deeply impressive thing.
Austin Health is the organisation that operates the Cancer Centre, established by the singer. Chief Executive Adam Horsburgh says Olivia Newton-John believed the centre needed to offer services beyond cancer treatment.
Music therapy, exercise, physiology, massage, yoga, support groups, even financial advice. And that really was pioneering in terms of that holistic view of a patient's needs and ensuring that all of that support's wrapped around the patient and their family during their cancer journey.
Former United States President Donald Trump has condemned an FBI raid on his Florida home, which one of his sons says relates to the handling of official presidential records. Eric Trump told Fox News the execution of a search warrant at his father's Mar-a-Lago estate relates to an investigation into the handling of National Archives records. Federal law in the US bans the removal of classified documents to unauthorized locations and is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Donald Trump says the raid amounted to the weaponization of the justice system to prevent him from running again for the presidency. Michelle Price from the Associated Press says there had been 15 boxes of classified material at the residence in February.
We don't know for sure what they were looking for, what they had taken, but we know that there had been in the past, 15 boxes of classified material had been found at Mar-a-Lago. That discovery was referred to the Justice Department after the National Archives found that material. So it's possible that they were looking for any additional classified material that the former president may have taken with him to his residence.
N95 masks will be free for Victorians as part of a new government strategy to fight the spread of COVID-19. More than 3 million masks will be available at testing sites, community health centres and on public transport over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Victorian Health Minister Mary-Anne Thomas is encouraging Victorians to take advantage of the government initiative.
We'll get the masks out to community health services, through our PTV networks, at GP respiratory clinics, and indeed at our testing sites. And I encourage all Victorians to take advantage of this initiative.
The Greens say they'll push the federal government to implement a treaty and a truth-telling commission, in addition to the establishment of an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Indigenous spokeswoman Lydia Thorpe says negotiations over a treaty need to occur.
Treaty is the only way that will truly mature the nation. And a voice to Parliament, the Makarrata Commission, they all fall under a treaty. So I'm excited to be a part of that, but also to bring back the old voices that have been calling for treaty for not 5 years, but for five decades.
Household spending in Australia rose by 10.2% in June compared to the same time last year. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show spending in the areas most affected by COVID-19, like hotels, restaurants and cafes, have now returned to pre-pandemic levels. Transport spending increased by 23%, driven by higher petrol prices and demand for air travel. Australia has finished top of the 2022 Birmingham Commonwealth Games medal tally, winning a gold, two silvers and a bronze to round out the final day of the competition. Overall, the Aussies won 67 gold, 57 silver and 54 bronze medals. The games were brought to an end by rock star Ozzy Osbourne, who performed the closing ceremony. The attention now turns to Australia, who will host the Commonwealth Games in Victoria in 2026. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts, including SBS News In Depth, On the Money, and Change Agents.